you wonder where the Beatles played on Savile Row, I can guarantee you never he won't know. At the pop quiz, he's rubbish at the pop quiz. Don't bother asking him to sing, come on Eileen. He doesn't know, that's why I don't want him on my team. At the pop quiz, he's rubbish at the pop quiz. The prize money we could win, you'll never see. He'll make us look bad, don't do this to me. Why you want it with us, it's a mystery. He knows nothing about pop history. Thought Donna Summer was a singer in the Supreme. So I suggested be an asset to our team. At the pop quiz, he's rubbish at the pop quiz. With all the roll in my eyeballs, I can't get into tea. Thought there really was a waitress in the human league. At the pop quiz, he's rubbish at the pop quiz. Rubbish at the pop quiz. He's rubbish at the pop quiz. He's rubbish at the pop quiz. So rubbish at the pop quiz. He's rubbish at the pop quiz. So rubbish at the pop quiz.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 618. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a short one from Photocopies. This song is called Pop Quiz. That's on the new album Pop Trivia, which came out August 26th this year on Subjangle. A couple of CDs where you can get that digitally. Basically, it's a compilation of, I think, all 45 tracks he's released on Bandcamp up until that point. It's nice to have them in all one compilation because it's really hard to keep up with him. In fact, he's actually released another single since. That compilation came out August 26th. That's Project of Sean Turner. He is based out of Michigan. I'm not sure what else he does with his time, but I know he writes some wonderful jangle pop and indie pop songs. That's an excellent compilation. Pick that one up. I've got good music for you from top to bottom today. Let's continue on here. Here's one from Susie Moon. It's called California.
Get a job with the big boys, but I ain't listening.
feeling that one. That is the Paranoids from Los Angeles. This song is called Freak Out. It's on the band's new album, Talk, 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 that came out September 9th on Third Man Records. That song is kind of one of a handful that sound a lot like on that album, and all of them are just excellent. The rest of the album plays with a lot of different things. I think you can give that one a listen online, see if it's something that works for you. But if you like that song, you're probably going to like that album. Just pick it up. And before that, we heard from Susie Moon with the song California. That's on the new album Dumbin' in Love that comes out this Friday, September 23rd on Pirates Press. She's based out of Washington, D.C. now, but seems to be always on tour. Came through Kansas City not long ago and promised to come through again. I hope to have that happen soon because it was just an excellent show. Everything about that album's good. It's power pop, it's pop punk, it's just poppy. It feels good. Pick that one up too. Let's continue on here with something else that feels good. This is Out of Controller with Hanging Over You.
Realize how much friendship can be missed. But it's no good now, cause there's no one but we two. And I'm alone. Well, I'm alone in the city with you. 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 Well, I'm alone in the city with you.
Hot damn, I like that one. That is Sick Thoughts with Someone I Can Talk To. It's on the new album, Heaven Is No Fun, which came out September 9th on Total Punk Records, the project of Drew Owen, based out of Baltimore. Evidently, he's got about a million albums out. This is the first one I've picked up, but it won't be the last. I enjoy that one a lot. He's on tour now. He's playing in Kansas City, so chances are he's playing near you as well. So hunt your local listings down. Before that, we heard from Out of Controller from Halifax, the song Hanging Over You. That's on the band's album Come Alive, which comes out September 20th. Yes, midweek releases. How retro. That's a self-release there, but it is available physically, and you should pick that up. Everything that band does is good. I thought I was going to be a little iffy on this album, but listening through it, nope, it's fantastic from start to finish. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We do some locals here. This is Likes with the song Wave. fire up the Wayback Machine for that one. Taking you back to 1985 with Squirrel Bait. The song is the final chapter. It's on the band's self-titled debut. Maybe it's an EP, maybe it's an LP. We called it an album at the time. Came out on Homestead Records. That Louisville band was around from, I don't know, 83, 84, 87, something like that. At the time, I liked them, but I didn't really get them a whole lot. I think I sold that record years ago, but I saw a copy, a Homestead copy, actually. Pretty good price on it. Picked it up the other day and revisited that album. And there's some songs there that really feel like that 1985 era there with a bit of explosion, kind of the Husker Du feel there. And then there's some songs that just, I don't know, don't do a whole lot for me. So anyway, a very important album from a very important band with some very good songs on it, and then some other songs too. Before that, we heard from Likes from Kansas City, the song Wave. That's on an EP called Everything You Could Ever Want that comes out, it just came out last week, September 15th. Self-release, digital only, and it's the band's debut. It's got a nice sheen to it as well. It feels like it's from another era, and it's an interesting album. I think you can pick that one up, give that one a listen on Spotify or wherever you listen to music, and see if that's something that works for you. We're out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 618. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, so much coming up here. We've got Pavement on the 20th at the Uptown. Melvin's at the Record Bar that night. The next night, we have Built to Spill on the 21st at the Granada, or North by North at Club Sandwich. On the 22nd, Of Montreal is playing the Granada. Gaslight Anthem is coming to the Midland on the 23rd, or Dan Jones is playing the Velo Garage. On the 24th, Nidosphere is at Farewell. That Bishop show on the 24th just doesn't seem like it's happening, but we do recommend Dinosaur Jr. at the Truman that night, or Guar is playing at the venue that I will not name with Necrogoblicon on the 24th. On the 25th, Sick Thoughts are coming to Farewell. Velveteers are playing at the Bottleneck. Cigarette Bums are playing at the Replay. They had a show in Kansas City, but that show has been canceled, so the 25th at the Replay is your only chance for that one. 26th, Emmeline Twist is at the Mini Bar. Black Star Kids are at the Record Bar. 27th, Pell Waves are coming to Record Bar. That's a reschedule from a show that was supposed to have been last week, I think. The 27th, The Cult is at the Uptown as well. And that should do it for us for a few weeks. Everything you need to know there. Looking at the website, there are photos and videos and my thoughts of the Saren Reaper, Spider, Lois Life, and Cataphract show. And there'll probably be a few others up by the time you hear this, because I'm working on some things. I've been to a lot of shows. I've been keeping busy. All right, one track left for you here. It's by a band called The Brats from Copenhagen. This band was kind of the precursor band to Mercyful Fate. Some punk rockers in the late 70s that later became a little more metal and then a lot more metal as they found their way all the way into the King Diamond land. The song plays called Technology Baby. It's collected on something called The Lost Tapes, Copenhagen 1979. Evidently, they went in the studio, recorded an album, but then they got picked up by a label, and the label said, I want you to go in a different direction. And so this album was just shelved until, I don't know, 2008 on ARG Records is the copy I have here. It sounds like a 1979 punk rock album, and I like it. So we're going to end things here with one of those tracks. It's called Technology Baby by The Brats. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.
technology, baby.